dediğimiz kapanmadan kalın bir nain mi olsa 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 ve selamun ala mursalin ve elhamdülillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammed ve ala ali sayyidina Muhammed ve ala ali sayyidina. The most important thing that any one of us need is hidayah. And we are in constant need of hidayah. Every mu'min needs hidayah. The ulama need hidayah. The awliya need hidayah. Even Allah Ta'ala made the anbiya make dua for hidayah. The greatest dua that we make is Ihdin Sirat al-Mustaqim. The most read dua in the history of this ummah. The most read dua in the history of humanity. Now, when does Allah Ta'ala want us to recite this dua? Inside Salah. When we're inside Salah, we're not misguided, we're guided, we're praying to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We're not sinning, we're obeying to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wanted to teach us that now, even when you are obeying me, even when you are worshipping me, even when you are remembering me, you are still needy of hidayah. So the first dua you should ask in Surah Fatiha, in Salah, Ihdina. And don't just ask for yourself, ask for everyone. Don't just think about yourself. Not only you, but your entire ummah needs hidayah. Can you imagine? Now in this day and age, when there are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, I have to say, yes, this is a feeling we should have, that when we recite this verse in Quran, Ihdina, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we're making dua for 1.2 billion people. You should feel like that. But when I'm standing, I'm desperate of hidayah, even though I'm in Salah, and the whole ummah is desperate of hidayah. But, strangely enough, we find that there are sometimes some people are confused about how to get hidayah. And this is a very common thing. And this is a common thing, especially in the children of immigrants in this country, that they get confused. Where do I get hidayah? What is hidayah? What are the sources of hidayah? Are there people of hidayah? How am I supposed to connect and get that hidayah? But actually, it's very easy to remove this confusion. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, is Himself Al-Hadi. He's taken the job on Himself. And in Quran Al-Kareem, Allah ta'ala has Himself mentioned in Quran different sources of hidayah. So if we go through Quran Al-Kareem and make sure we are guided by the guidance, we will be rightly guided. And if there's some source of hidayah that Allah Ta'ala mentions in Quran that we are not being guided by, we will not have kamil hidayah. We will not have complete hidayah. We will not have perfect hidayah. So what are the sources of hidayah Allah Ta'ala mentions in Quran? Number one source, Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, مَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. That whomsoever has iman in Allah Ta'ala, every person who has iman in Allah Ta'ala, يَحْدِي قَلْبَهُ Allah Ta'ala Himself will send hidayah directly on their heart. So first source of hidayah is direct hidayah from Allah. مَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَحْدِي قَلْبَهُ. Now this hidayah is coming all the time. It's not that it's going to come only when you make dua for it, no. Allah Ta'ala Al-Hadi in His Sifat, He is Da'i. It means Allah Ta'ala always does His attributes. It's not that sometimes He is sending hidayah, sometimes He's not. It's not on and off. All the time hidayah is coming. Now it's not too difficult to understand in this day and age. Even back then when there was just radio, forget everything else, TV, internet, cell phone, even just radio, it's always there all the time. If you turn the radio on, it doesn't mean that you're turning the radio on means that they start transmitting the wave into your room. No. The wave is always being broadcast into your room. It's your choice to have the radio off or you have it on, but the waves are always there. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala is always Al-Hadi, always sending hidayah onto our qalb. It is up to us whether our receiver is on or our receiver is off. It's our own foolishness that most of the time the receiver is off. Can you imagine that we turn the receiver off? How? Two things turn the receiver off to get the hidayah of Allah Ta'ala. First thing is called sin. Anytime a person does any sin, their heart transmission is not off. Allah Ta'ala keeps sending that person hidayah. But because of their sin, they turn their heart off. Yes. Then they can keep sinning, keep sinning, keep sinning. Then the receiver becomes numb, becomes desensitized to sin. Allah Ta'ala is still sending hidayah, but they can't receive. Strange. Beginning, their heart still feels it. They feel remorse over the sin. They feel regret over the sin. They feel shame over the sin. They feel sadness over the sin. That was all hidayah from Allah Ta'ala. But if they repeat the sin, and then again they repeat the sin, and then they keep repeating the sin, every time they do the sin again, the remorse goes down, regret goes down, shame goes down, until then their heart is blocked. Receivers off. Second thing that also blocks hidayah is called ghaflah. Ghaflah. Yes. People are surprised. No, no, why? I'm not sinning. Ghaflah also puts a veil on the heart. That's why Allah SWT said in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, that don't you dare let yourself be like those people who forget Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُمْ, don't you dare be like them for even one moment. Why? Because when we're ghafil, when we forget Allah SWT, receiver is on. Now, although, yes, we live in an environment where there's a lot of sin, even more than that, there's a lot of ghafil. All of them. All of TV, internet, movies, music, media, advertising, marketing, all of it is trying to make a person ghafil. It's incredible the effort that is being exerted to make a person forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then shaitan is making the same effort. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, when shaitan tries to attack a person, come a ghalib on a person, what does he do? فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, he makes them forget the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. He makes them ghafil. Doesn't make them sin. He makes them ghafil. He makes them forget. If they forget Allah, they will forget themselves. Yes. Because if you forget Allah, how can you remember your Abdullah? Not possible. Can you forget Allah and remember your Abdullah? Impossible. The second you forget Allah, you forget your Abdullah. You forget your ummati of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You lose all connection. Disconnected. Now you can understand it again today in technology. What happens? You lose signal. No Wi-Fi. That's it. Receiver is off. Receiver is off. Just like that. Receiver turned off when we do ghaflah. If you want to leave sin, you have to leave. Never can there be a person who does ghaflah and doesn't do sin. Impossible. Ye lazim wuzum cheez. Ek kadam ghaflat par rakhe hain, dusra kadam gunah par rakhe hain. One step you enter into ghaflat, second step is sin. Guaranteed. 100%. So better that we leave ghaflat than we keep getting this hidayah from Allah Ta'ala on our heart. When a person gets this hidayah from Allah Ta'ala in their heart, Allahu Akbar, then they pray istikhara, Allah Ta'ala guides them even in dunyavi decisions. Yes, then they pray salat, Allah guides them in their deen. Then Allah Ta'ala inspires their heart with what is taqwa. And then Allah Ta'ala inspires their heart to stay away from sin. All this is Allah Ta'ala's hidayah in a person. We should think that we are mu'mineen, but we're not feeling this guidance. We're not guided by the guidance. There's another word in Quran, it's called muqtadun. Muqtadun, it comes from ihtida. Hidayah is guidance. Ihtida means to be guided by the guidance. So muqtadun are the ones who are guided by the hidayah. Hidayah is perfect. It's up to us whether we are guided by it. Again, you can understand the technology. So you have the sat-nav GPS guidance system. It's hidayah. You don't make the turn. It's your choice. You choose not to be guided by the guidance. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala sends hidayah again. Yes, this is the perfection of Allah Ta'ala's hidayah. You make a sin, Allah Ta'ala sends you another route. He reroutes. Yes. You had taqwa, you had some khair Allah Ta'ala wanted to give you. You made a sin, you did ghaflat, you left it. Allah Ta'ala automatically reroutes you again. Puts another khair in your path. Puts another taqwa in your path. Puts another salah in front of you. Again you made sin, again you made ghafla, again Allah Ta'ala read out to you, always sending hidayah. It's al-hadi. Up to us if we start getting ourselves guided by the guidance. The first source of guidance is Allah Ta'ala direct hidayah. May yu'min. You cannot feel the strength of that. Man means everyone. Anyone. Each and every single one who has iman. May yu'min billahi. Allah Ta'ala sends hidayah in their heart. You would see in Quran many times Allah Ta'ala says, Alladina amanu wa amilu saliha. Here, amal ki shart nahi rakhi. It's not man yu'min billahi wa amala sa'na. Man yu'min billah. Whoever has iman, no mention of actions, deeds, amal. They have iman, they get hidayah from Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is a gift because Allah Ta'ala loves this iman. Allah Ta'ala's transmission is always focused on that heart that has iman. As amal doesn't have amal, Allah doesn't look at that for hidayah. Yes, amal, not amal will affect Jannah, can affect many other things. But whether the person gets hidayah, Allah Ta'ala just looks at their iman. That's it. And it doesn't mean a lot of iman. Even one drop of iman. That's why we tell, especially our imams and the elders in the community, that if you ever meet a young man or young woman, and they try to tell you, oh, I've lost my iman. You can't lose it. It's not so easy. It's not so easy to erase iman. Even if I know I've become atheist, they're not atheists. Aparano, you may be stunned. They're himself saying he's atheist. I tell you they're not atheists. It's not so easy to remove this iman. You know, like when you write with a pencil, once you write on the paper with a pencil, no matter what eraser you use, you can always tell. Kachi pencil hai, iska nishan kabhi nahi mit sakta. Ye to close iman hai. Iska nishan itna asani se nahi mit sakta. You can't erase it that easily. They're confused. That's all it is. Even if they swear to you they're an atheist, they still have iman on their heart. I'm telling you, if it was there once, it's very, very difficult. Very difficult to erase it entirely. Even if they have one faint trace, Allah Ta'ala keeps sending hidayah. So this was first source of hidayah is from Allah Ta'ala himself. Second source of hidayah is called Kitabullah, Quran al-Kareem. It's the book of hidayah. Source of hidayah. And there are levels of hidayah in Quran. In one place Allah Ta'ala in Quran talks about Quran and calls it Hudan lin-nas. Not even iman. Iman not a sharti. Hudan lin-nas. Not even mu'mini. Hidayah for everyone. Iman or not iman. Allahu Akbar. But another place Allah Ta'ala says in Quran, Hudan lil muttaqin. Now not just iman, not just amal, even more than amal. Alladina amanu wa amanu salihat, they're lower than muttaqin. Muttaqin are alladina amanu, plus amanu salihat, plus they leave sin, plus they're always doing zikr. They're called muttaqin. It's another type of hidayah. So in Quran, there's one level of hidayah for everyone. There's one level of hidayah for muttaqin. Now it's up to us what level of hidayah we want in Quran. If you want just hudan linnas, then you can even read translation and get that. No problem. You look at basics, belief in Allah, belief in Yawm al-Qiyamah, Akhirah, Maut, etc., etc. Risalat, Nabi Kareem, so on. But if you want the hudan lil muttaqeen, so you have to get that from the muttaqeen. Yes. You have to get it from the muttaqeen. So there are some people, they are called muttaqeen ulama. If a muttaqi alim teaches you Quran, you will get a different type of hidayah. Unfortunately, many of our immigrant community, they don't realize that. And they read Urdu tarjuma, read English translation. That's one level of hidayah. That's also good. But why do you want to stick to a lower level? I'll give you an example, even for your own children. Now, when your children go to school, you want that the high school should have good teachers. You want the high school should have the best teachers. Then when the child graduates and goes to college, they want that they should have the best professor. So do you think that for every knowledge in the world, there has to be the best teachers and best professors? It's only Quran al-Kareem for which we're not interested in trying to find the best professor. We're not trying to find those muttaqi who have that hidayah. Allah Ta'ala saying in Quran that there's some special hidayah that muttaqi have been given from this Quran. Or person says to me, I'm also muttaqeen. I say, okay, then you're getting that hidayah yourself. If a person says, look, I'm not muttaqeen yet, but I want that hidayah that's given to muttaqeen, so where are you going to get it from? You have to sit with the muttaqeen? Guaranteed. 100% guaranteed. It's a problem. Some people have this misconception that we don't take our deen from people. But Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, who are muttaqeen? They are people. And Allah Ta'ala is saying they've been given a special hidayah through Quran that ghair muttaqeen cannot get. If you want that hidayah, you have to go to muttaqeen. So, second source of hidayah, Quran al-Kareem. And third source of hidayah,
the muttaqeen. Yes. It's established in Quran that the muttaqeen have a hidayah, and me and you need to get that hidayah from them. But before I come to them, because in their deed, first source of hidayah, Allah Ta'ala, second source of hidayah, Quran, third source of hidayah, Nabi Akreem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even more than muttaqeen, Sayyidina Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, source of hidayah. فَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah Ta'ala sent a special favor on the believers when He sent to them Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from their own humanity. To do what? لِيَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Number one, to be the agent of reciting Quran. But that's not it. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Another type of hidayah. Not just Quran. Nabi Kareem is going to do extra hidayah. Yes, number one, he will deliver a message of Quran. Number two, he will do tazkiyah. He will purify the heart of the people to make them muttaqeen, so they get hudan lil muttaqeen. It's called tazkiyah. Purification from sin. Purification from bad adab, bad akhlaq, sinful desires, lust, envy, arrogance, pride. And injecting in them the pure sifat. This is called the Uswatul Hasana of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His humility injected in Sahaba. His taqwa, he injected it in Sahaba. His tawakkul in Allah, he injected it in Sahaba. His love for Allah Ta'ala, he injected it in Sahaba. That injection was called tazkiyah. Another source of hidayah. And the record of that tazkiyah is there, that's called the Sunnah and Hadith of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The record of tazkiyah is there, that's called Sirat al-Mubarakah Hayat al-Tayba of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third source of hidayah. First source, Allah Ta'ala. Second source, Quran al-Kareem. Third source, Nabi Akreem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fourth source of hidayah. So then we go back simply to Surah Al-Fatiha. What does Allah Ta'ala say there? Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Fourth source of hidayah is Sirat al-Mustaqeem itself. Yes? Because if you ask, but Allah Ta'ala guide me to Sirat al-Mustaqeem, means that Sirat al-Mustaqeem is going to be source of my hidayah. It's the source of hidayah. Fourth source is Sirat al-Mustaqeem itself. What is Sirat al-Mustaqeem? Only Allah Ta'ala has the right to tell us. Allah Ta'ala tells us in Quran. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. It's a path of people. Not just books. Not just texts. Not enough to have a shelf of books that I have translation of Quran, translation of Hadith. No. Deen is hidayahs from texts, Quran and Sunnah, and hidayahs also from people. The Quran is telling us that hidayahs also from people. Which people? Al-Ladina, not any person, some particular type of person. An'amta alayhim, that you, Allah, you have sent your blessings on those people. Blessed people. But sometimes people will touch you, there's koi aise log hai nahi, koi aise baat nahi. Bas Quran aur hadith paro, shabash. Allah Ta'ala is saying in Quran that there are some people and they define Sirat al-Mustaqeem. The definition of Sirat al-Mustaqeem is people. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhi. If we are not connected to people, we don't have kamal hidayah. If a person says, I have iman, Allah is guiding my heart, I try to stay away from sin, try to stay away from ghaflat, so I get that hidayah, that's okay, first check. Second, they said, I'm trying to follow Sunnah of Nabi Kareem, his deeds, his adab, akhlaq, his seerah. I say, second check. He says, third, I'm trying to understand Quran at a basic level myself, and also I sit with the muttaqeen ulama to get that other level of hidayah, hudal al-muttaqeen. I say, third check. If he stops there, I say, you're not complete hidayah. Number four, it's called Sirat al-Mustaqeem. And to do that, you have to be with people. Can you imagine a person making dua in salah, guide me to Alladina anamta alayhim. Every time, in every rak'ah, every salah, but after they say salam, they don't sit with Alladina anamta alayhim. They don't sit with the people who are blessed by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Who are those people who are blessed? Allah Ta'ala also said in Quran, Alladina an'amullahu alayhim. Exact same words that are in Surah Fatiha. Exact same. Those whom Allah Ta'ala has sent His blessings on them. Min al-Nabiyyina, wa-Siddiqina, wa-Shuhada'i, wa-Salihi. So means we have to be connected to all four if we want to have Kamal Hidayah. The person says, no, I only accept Nabi'in. So you're against Quran? It's against Quran. It sounds nice that I only follow prophets, but it's against Quran. Now we do not make a deen from our own mind. We have to follow what Allah Ta'ala said in Quran. That's called Muqtadur. To be guided by the guidance of Allah Ta'ala said in Quran. Allah Ta'ala saying in Quran, you have to be guided by Nabi'in. What does that mean? So not just Nabi'a Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but even the earlier Anbiya. But whatever Allah Ta'ala has told us about those Anbiya in Quran, and what Nabi'a Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about those Anbiya in Sunnah, that's to be guided by them. Now imagine, so far then we had five sources of guidance. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Quran al-Kareem, Nabi'a Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sorry, four sources, and other Nabi. Still not enough. Then Allah Ta'ala said, was Siddiqi. You also have to be guided by Siddiqi. Yes, this is a word in Quran. Now, if Allah Ta'ala tells us to do anything in Quran, it's necessary that we must be able to do that until the end of time. Har Quran Kareem ki har ayat qabil amal. Ye lazmi. Varna Quran zinda kaise hai? Zinda kitab hai, zinda deen. It's a living book, living teaching. It must be practicable in every place, time, and age. In Toronto, New York, wherever you're from, wherever you live. Pakistan, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, everywhere. There must be the ability to do amal on these books. Siddiqeen. Who are Siddiqeen? Well, you can understand who Siddiqeen are from the Imam of the Siddiqeen. His name is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. What does it mean? Siddiqeen are those who truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and truly follow his sunnah. They are true. We are untrue. They are khalis. They are mukhlis. They are true. So it's so easy. If we are untrue, we connect ourselves with the true. Now, Surah Allah Ta'ala said exactly this in Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Allah Ta'ala addressing all believers, every single one who believes. Ittaqullah. You must have taqwa. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And you must join yourself with the true one. Siddiqeen, Sadiqeen, same people. You have to draw yourself close and join yourself. In Urdu, we would say, آپ اپنے آپ کو سچوں کے ساتھ نتی کر, پیبند کر. اپنا دل کو ان کی دل کے ساتھ پیبند کر. It means in English that you should interweave your heart with their hearts. Why? So they sit in their heart, comes into our heart. This also source of hidayah that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in Quran. Anybody who tells you that I don't need people, or anybody who tries to tell your wives or your daughters that you don't need people, it's in Quran. I'm making dua every time it's about the Allah, that's people. How can you tell me I don't need people when my Allah Ta'ala is telling me I need people? But not just any people. Siddiqeen. Up next in Quran, Shuhada. Shuhada, obviously they're not alive, right? By very definition, they're those who gave their entire life for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So how do we get hidayah from them? They're not around. We get hidayah from them by their spirit of sacrifice. That, okay, look, if somebody can sacrifice the entire life of this world for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, surely I can sacrifice a bit of my sleep to wake up for Fajr. Surely I can sacrifice a bit of my money and pay zakah. The spirit of sacrifice is the guidance that we get from the Shuhada, right? Surely I can sacrifice some of my extra wealth and give it to the poor and needy Muslims in the world. Surely I can sacrifice some of my personal preferences and become a softer husband to my wife. I don't have to be so insistent and stubborn and rigid that everything should happen exactly how I want to be. Surely I can sacrifice some of my free time and instead spend it with my children. So many types of sacrifice. This is the hidayah we get from the Shuhada. Then Allah Ta'ala adds another category, was Salihin. Who are Salihin? In English you can say Salihin are virtuous believers, pious believers, practicing believers. Even Salihin are a source of hidayah for us. So to get hidayah then, this means a total of seven sources of hidayah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Quran al-Kareem, Nabi al-Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin. Seven sources of Hidayah are mentioned in the Quran. If we want to have Kamal Hidayah, we have to be guided by all seven. All seven. If we don't be guided by all seven, 6 out of 7, 5 out of 7, 4 out of 7, 3 out of 7, 2 out of 7, 1 out of 7, incomplete Hidayah. Incomplete Hidayah. So, one thing we can do then in this coming Ramadan is to try to increase our Hidayah. Not just in Ramadan, but we want to make connections. To connect our heart to all the seven sources of Hidayah in this month and stay connected after this month. So that we keep getting Hidayah. So the last thing I would say for today is how to connect to each one of these seven sources of Hidayah. It's not khas to Ramadan, but normally because in Ramadan people want to become better. People want to upgrade their iman. People want to come closer to Allah Ta'ala. People want to connect, right? Yeah. Allah Ta'ala has placed connectors. So how to connect to the connectors? Number one, source with Allah Ta'ala. So if you want to connect to Allah Ta'ala, this is called dua and zikr. You have to make some nafl ibadah directly to Allah Ta'ala. That is called dua and zikr. More dua you make, more hidayah you get direct from Allah Ta'ala. More zikr you make, more hidayah you get directly from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran that He answers everybody's du'as. Astajib lakum. You can feel that. Astajib means Allah Ta'ala saying, I definitely, absolutely, intensely will do jawab to any du'a you make to me. Directly. Astajib. I, Allah, will do jawab. That's Allah Ta'ala saying in the Quran. I, Allah, will do jawab. But direct. So when you do more du'a, you connect yourself more to that first source of Hidayah. When you make zikr, what did Allah say happened in the Quran? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah said in the Quran that you make zikr of me, I, Allah, will make zikr of you. Law of direct Hidayah. Ji? I'll explain a little bit to you in Urdu, and then in English again. Ki waise hamari aukaat nahi hai. Allah Ta'ala hume yaad kare. Hum kaun hai? हाँ आपको याद करें हमें सजता है हमें याद करेगा This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Means that we should make zikr of Allah, yes. But Ya Allah, you are saying in the Quran that you, Allah, will make zikr of us. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Again, this is direct. So more dua and more zikr, you will connect more to the first source of Hidayah, which is Allah Ta'ala's direct Hidayah on our qalb. Qalb means spiritual heart. Qalb means the heart of the ruh. Qalb means the asal of our iman, of our deen. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Means simply that Allah Ta'ala said in Quran that everything on the Day of Judgment will come down to this heart. This heart is the be-all and end-all of our iman. So more dua and more zikr we connect to the first source of Hidayah. Second source of Hidayah was Quran al-Kareem. Two ways you can connect to the Hidayah of Quran. Basically, there are two types of Hidayah in Quran. One is the Nur of the Quran, and one is the Ilm of the Quran. To get the Nur of Quran, you have to do Tilawat of Arabic Quran. Because the Nur is only in Kalamullah. And Kalamullah is Quran and Arabiyya. This word of Allah Ta'ala is only the Arabic. You read translation, tafsir, you won't get the Nur. That's coming, that's the second thing. Yes. To get the Nur of Quran, you have to do Tilawat of the Arabic Quran. How much Nur? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for every harf that you do Tilawat of, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 blessings of Nur. Then Sahaba asked that even Alif Lam Mim, what they meant was that even if there's no ilm at all, no knowledge, no understanding, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, yes. Every letter you will get 10 blessings of Nur. So first way then to connect to the second source of Hidayah Quran is Tilawat. You will get Nur. Second part of Hidayah Quran is the Ilm of Quran. Ilm of Quran. So to get the Ilm of Quran that I explained to you then in the middle, we should want to get the highest Ilm of Quran. If there's anything in the world that we need, it's not the best education, we need that, but even more than that, we need the best, highest Ilm of Quran. That's the greatest ilm that exists in the world. We should try to get it at the greatest level. To get ilm at that level, you have to get it from the muttaqeen ulama of Quran. Muttaqeen ulama of Quran. Yes. Allah Ta'ala explains this in Quran, هَلْ يَسْتُوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That those who know and those who don't know, they can never be considered equal. So you should find muttaqeen ulama in your community, and you should go to them. You see, when you put the glass in front of the sink, right? Then the sink opens up. You should say, whatever time you have, you can say, okay, I don't have time to learn deeply the whole Quran. Start with a few surahs. Start with 20 minutes a day, do it every other day, once a week, whatever you can. But you must learn Qur'an al-Kareem from the muttaqeen ulama of Qur'an. Alright? That's the way. Second way to connect to the hidayah of Qur'an. Third source of hidayah was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two ways to connect to this. First is what is called talimat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his teachings. So for that, you have to go to another group of ulama. They are known as muhaddithin. Muttaqeen muhaddithin. You tell them that, look, I don't need to know the legal hadith. I know how to pray. I don't need to know every single hadith about where to hold my hands. I know enough. I know enough. Even if you know one way to hold your hands, you know enough to pray. Now you need to learn the hadith of how to feel something in your prayer. How to be afraid of Day of Judgment. How to prepare for your death. How to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the teachings of Nabi Akhneem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to learn. You have to learn. The second way to connect is the feelings of Nabi Akhneem. This is called Kefiyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Feelings. His teachings and his feelings. These were his two aspects of it. What does it mean, his feelings? Feeling means the way he felt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Masnoon du'as will give you a window into how he felt. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat a simple meal. Sometimes even after 3 days. But he had so much feelings for Allah Ta'ala. He would say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. He was feeling for Allah Ta'ala. He wasn't reading those du'as because he had some sunnah du'a book. It was his feelings in his heart. That you have to let him, make him say these things. So you need to get those feelings. Same feeling of love for Allah Ta'ala. Same feeling of tawakkul. Now the teachings, you have to get from the ulama who know the teachings. The feelings you have to get from the awliya who have the feelings. Yes. Awliyaullah are those people who have the feelings of the Prophet. This is also written in Quran. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. But who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They are the people who have the feelings of taqwa. Feelings of ikhlas. The mukhtaseen, sabireen, qanitin, tawabeen, awabeen. All of these words in Quran. They mean you know the words. You don't have the feelings. Like we say in Urdu, hame mithaiyon ka naam aate, zaiqa koi nahi aata. Naam aate, humne bhi sabr ka naam suna hai, shukr ka naam suna hai, taqwa ka naam suna hai, tawakkul ka naam suna hai. Dil ka zaiqa nahi. Means in English, we haven't experienced these things. We know the words. Deen is not about vocabulary. Deen is about feelings. If the translation will just change the Arabic vocabulary to English vocabulary, let me show you. You know the Arabic vocabulary. You know the word tawakkul. You don't even need translation for that. Does it help you to know the word? No, you have to get the feeling. Deen is not about words. Deen is about feelings. The Quran didn't come to teach you words. Quran was sent to teach you feelings. Then the second way to connect, third source of hidayah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First way to connect, get the teachings from the hadith and sunnah from ulama. And second way to connect to that source of hidayah, get the feelings from the awliya who have the feelings. Go to some shaykh and say, I don't have the feeling of haya. I don't have the feeling of ikhlas. I need to be taught that. Qari sahib has taught me how to pronounce the word. Maulana, shaykh, alim has taught me how to understand the word. But now I know how to feel the word. I can say taqwa with tajweed. I can translate taqwa, faiti, nikuka, niki, whatever language. Now I need to go to somebody to teach me how to feel taqwa. It's not enough to just have a teacher to teach you to pronounce the word, have a teacher to teach you to translate the word. Assume the feeling, eh? Go ask somebody that. It's in Quran. Al-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Allah Ta'ala announces he is Al-Rahman. And he tells us, fas'al, make su'al, go ask. Bihi khabira. Go ask that person who is deeply aware of what it means that Allah is Ar-Rahman. You have to go find out. Go ask somebody. When are we going to do Amal on this ayah? Today many people come and say, oh, I don't have risk. Ask me question how to do that. Very rare is the person who comes and says, ask me the question, I need to feel taqwa. I need to feel ikhlas. I need to feel haya. I need to feel sabr. Yeh koi nahi puchta. Kya kahne, sikhane wale bhi kam ho gaye, puchne wale bhi kam ho gaye. Living in a strange age. Strange age. Fourth source of hidayah was other nabiyin. Nabiyin. That is very simple. Right? Even for Ramadan, I'll just give you one prophet, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Start there. Allah told us, if you're Millat Ibrahim. In fact, Allah told Nabiya Kareem salam to do ittiba of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Quran. So what is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam? That's a whole separate lecture. But very briefly, I'll give you one verse of Quran so you understand. He said something beautiful in Quran. He said something beautiful. Allah loved it so much. Allah Ta'ala made it part of Quran. What did he say? He said, La uhibbul afidin. He says, I don't love anything other than Allah SWT. I don't love anything that fades away. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was hanif, means he was a true lover of Allah SWT. He didn't love these fading temporary things. So why Allah Ta'ala told us in Quran to follow Millat Ibrahim? Because that keeps us away from hubbidun, keeps us away from unlawful love for Khairullah. Keeps us away from lustful attachment to non-mahram. Keeps us away from every false love. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has all this love for Allah. That's the word of Quran. La uhibbu. But I don't love. Not just tawheed. The highest level of tawheed is to love Allah only. The lowest level of tawheed is to believe in Allah only. That's the beginning of tawheed. That's done when you say shahada. The second you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you have the first level of tawheed, which is iman. But actual real tawheed is to love Allah only. To only love what He wants you to love. There's some loves like that. Allah wants us to love. That's also love for Allah. But not to have any other love in your heart. But this is one example I give you of connecting to the teachings of the being. Connect to this khalis love for Allah Ta'ala. That was the sunnah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Fifth source of hidayah was Siddiqeen. How to connect with Siddiqeen that I already told you Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu. Kunu ma Sadiqeen. What is Kunu? Allah Ta'ala could have said, Wattabi'u, follow them. Adi'u Sadiqeen, obey them. No, Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu. Now I'm sure everybody here knows this verse, Kun fayakun. Allah Ta'ala, when He wants to create something, He just says, Kun fayakun. So Kunu means your very being, your very existence. Ma'a should be join heart and heart, hand in hand, with the Sadiqeen. That's how you connect. Doesn't mean kabhi kabhi aana. Kunu. Apna wujud. Apna jina. Unke saath dhathya kar. Means in English, it doesn't mean occasionally visit. It means your very being, your very life should be intertwined with the lives and company of the Sadiqeen. Yes, kunu ma'a Sadiqeen. That's how we connect with another king. Sit with them. That's it. Very easy. This is called sohbah. Simply sit with them. Be with them. Be around them. Spend time with them. That's it. That's it. Then, shuhada, that I already explained to you, we connect to them by the spirit of sacrifice. We, in Ramadan also, same spirit, sacrifice food and drink, halal things for Allah Ta'ala. Why? Because they're saying, if you can sacrifice halal for me, surely you can sacrifice haram for me. Same person who thought I can't wake up for Fajr, he wakes up for Suhoor. Same person who says I can't wake up for Tahajjud, he wakes up at Tahajjud time for Suhoor. Same person who says I'm too busy at work to pray Maghrib, he makes iftar, he finds time to have iftar. Allah's teaching us, you can sacrifice. Why did you think? Aap bade khilari ho, aap kehne to iman ko purza hai, kyun samajhte aap khel nahi sakte? It means in English that you're a strong athlete. Allah has equipped you with the power of iman. You're dynamic, you can do a lot. What makes you think you could do a lot? They took their iman to the level of shahada. That's how much they did. We should take encouragement that I can also do something. I can be a strong believer. I can be a pious believer. I can be steadfast believer. And last group was Salihin. How do we take Hidayah from Salihin? So this is what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the Hadith. Ad-Deen All of deen consists in nasiha. Ab you tell me, somebody tells you ki logo se deen nahi lena. Nasiha to log dete hain. Main kaise logo ke paas nahi jaunga to nasiha kaise milenge? In English it means that somebody tells you that no need to take your deen from people. You just read Quran, read Bukhari in English, you're done. I say, but I read in Bukhari that Prophet is telling me these things. Ad-deenun nasiha. So I need some person who is nasiha giver and I will be nasiha taker. And my Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me, deen equals this. How can you tell me I don't need to go to people? Allah Ta'ala said in Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah said in Quran, وَذَكِّرْ Make bayan, make majlis, give advice, give reminders. Why? Because that reminder, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ It benefits believers. So that which Allah Ta'ala says is beneficial, somebody tries to convince you it's not beneficial, they're confused. That's how we connect to Salihin. Plus, so we showed you today the seven sources of Hidayah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, and we showed you one or two ways to connect to those sources of Hidayah, also from Quran. Last thing I will mention then is Adab. In one hadith, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ad-deen, Ad-deenu kulluhu Adab. That all of deen lies in adab. The adab towards people means that you should never have su'izan. In Arabic, in Urdu we say man ruman. In English it means you should never have bad opinions of people. I had a teacher, one of my teachers, he used to tell me that mu'min kabhi bad guman or kabhi bad zuban means. You mu'min ki kachan. Na bad guman ho sakta, na bad zuban ho sakta. In English it means the sign of a believer is that they can never have bad feelings, negative feelings, skeptical feelings towards a fellow believer in their heart, nor can they ever say bad words about a fellow believer. So if you ever meet somebody and they try to tell you, no, ulama are bad, imams are bad, mashayikh are bad, everybody's astray, everybody's wrong, everybody's misguided, but this is bad-gumani, this is su'izan. How can you poison my heart against all of those people? Yes, there may be some rotten apples in the barrel, but that doesn't mean everybody can be like that. And I have iman in my Allah Ta'ala's Quran that there will always be siddiqeen, always be salihin. They must be there and I must connect myself to them. So never accept this negative thinking. Never accept anybody who uses negative words. Our deen teaches us Muslimism. Our deen teaches us love for the sinner. Forget love for salihin. Love for the sinners. This is what deen teaches us. We hate the sin, but we love the sinner. Yes? We don't like the sin. We don't like that they do the sin. But we love them anyway. Because they have iman. They have iman. They're struggling. They need help. They need guidance. They need love. They need support. They need to be welcomed. They need hand-holding. They need caretaking. That's it. Humne kis par zubaan sunaan hai? Kis par dil mein bura khayal hai? We don't want to take ill of anybody. And we don't want to feel bad of anything. This is another major thing in Ramadan to fix our kukulibah. So we give you 2 points for that. No bad feelings in heart and no bad words on tongue. But if you can do this, you've almost completely fixed your kukulibah. 95% will be taken. So in Ramadan, connect to the sources of Hidayah. In Ramadan, connect our hearts again to our families, to our friends, our communities, ulama, connect with their congregation. Congregation connect with the ulama should be increased connection. Mutual love, mutual respect, mutual support. With the wasal bil haqqi wa tawasal bil sabr. It takes mutual support. Nobody, deen is not God alone deen. No way. But if I don't connect with people, who is going to be with the wasal bil haqqi with me? It can't be the book. The book can't do that for me. The book can't do what the wasab is suffer with me. I need people. I need people. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah. If you knew the history of the ummah, you would be amazed. Not only did Allah Ta'ala give us the greatest Nabi from the being, Allah Ta'ala also gifted us the ummah, the greatest Siddiqeen, Sahaba Karam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the greatest Siddiqeen, the awliya of this ummah, the greatest Salihin, the Muttaqeen of this ummah. Everything in this ummah, Allah has given us the best. Best Nabi, best Siddiqeen, best Salihin, best everything. And we should try to be the best. Ramadan is just simply that. Try to be the best mu'min you can. Pray the best salah that you can. Have the best taqwa that you can. Have the best hayah that you can. Have the best adab that you can. Be the best husband that you can. Be the best wife that you can. Be the best brother, sister that you can. Be the best. This is the teaching of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he did it. He created a whole generation called Sahaba who were the best human beings in every sense to ever walk the face of this earth other than Anbiya. Of the very best. If Allah Ta'ala has given us the very best book, Quran, the very best Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the very best Siddiqeen Sahaba, the very best Salihin Awliya Ulama of this Ummah. So when are we also going to try to be part of the equation and make ourselves the best? So the way to become the best is Hidayah. Follow the best Hidayah, follow all Hidayah, inshallah we'll become the best believer that we can be. May Allah Ta'ala accept this niyyah from us. May He accept Ramadan from us. May He make this year's Ramadan the best Ramadan of our life. May this Ramadan bring us to the best taqwa we ever had, the best qurb with Allah Ta'ala we ever had. May you pray the best salah we ever can. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اهدنا اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا رب كريم يا رب يا ويك يا نيدي سيرفنت سليفز يا رب يو جيفن اس سو ماتش هدايا اوريدي that we have to give us a second chance, Ya Allah. Send your hidayah on our heart again. Soften our heart towards the deen. Increase our heart in your love. Turn our heart away from this dunya. Turn our heart away from every unlawful pleasure, from every sinful act. Ya Allah, attract our heart to the pleasure of Quran, the pleasure of salah, the pleasure of dua, the pleasure of zikr, the pleasure of durood salawat. Ya Allah, put in our heart every attraction for everything in deen. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, make us true lovers of Quran, true lovers of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, guide us on the Salimat, guide us to his Kayfiyat, guide us to the teachings of all of the Siddiqeen, Sahaba, Awliya, Salihin, Shuhada, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we ask that you forgive us for all the sins that we ever did, forgive us for all of our failures, all of our lapses, all of our slips. Ya Allah, we have a great hope that the month of Ramadan is coming, that your mercy will come over us. That you will fix us, Ya Allah. That you will change us, Ya Allah. That you will help us, Ya Allah. That you will guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, every beloved guide, guide those who are most astray. Ya Allah, we are the lost and sinners of this ummah. We are the astray of this ummah. We ask for your special hidayah, Ya Allah. And we ask that you send your hidayah on all of the ummah, on the youth of the ummah, on our children, Ya Allah. Send this hidayah on all of our descendants into Yawm al-Deen, Ya Rabbi Kareem. And we are living in an age of fitna and fasad, a time of fisk and fujur. There are so many efforts to misguide us, Ya Rabbi Kareem. We turn to you with Al-Hadi, Ya Allah. Send your Kamal Hidayah on us. Protect us, Ya Allah. Safeguard our Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Hamara Gunahukum Maafarma. Hamara Ghafrukum Maafarma. Hamara Sustiukum Maafarma. Hame bhi deen mein just bana. Deen mein achcha bana. Deen mein ahsan bana. Deen mein aula bana. Ya Rabbi Kareem, har kisim ki neki hame ata farma. Har kisim ki nekukari hamara mansan bana. Ya Rabbi Kareem, hame bhi taqwa ki dawlat naseeb farma. سالوں گزر گئے ہیں یا رب کریم تقوی کا نام سن کر ترس آ گیا ہے یا رب کریم تو بھی ہم پر ترس فرما لیجئے اس رمضان میں ہمیں متقین بنا دیجئے لعلکم تتقون کا مصداق بنا دیجئے ہمیں بھی صالحین میں سے بنا ہمیں بھی نیک میں سے بنا ہمیں بے حیا ہیں با حیا بننا چاہتے ہیں یا رب کریم اپنے کرم کا معاملہ فرما ہمیں حیا عطا فرما بے اخلاص ہیں با اخلاص بننا چاہتے ہیں ہمیں بھی مخلصین میں سے بنا ادب والا بنا اخلاق والا بنا اچھی صفات ہمیں نصیب فرما ہر بری عادت سے یا رب کریم ہر بکریم نجات عطا فرما ہر گناہ کی سوچ سے نجات عطا فرما ہمارے دل کو اپنی محبت سے منور فرما، ہمارے ظاہر کو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت سے مزین فرما. نبی کریم جو بھی حاضرین مجلس ہیں سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، مشکلات کو آسان بنا، اور ہم اکثر جو محض اپنے سستی کی وجہ سے پریشان ہیں اس سستی کو دور فرما، دین میں مضبوط بنا، دین میں مختص بنا، ہمیشہ اپنی حفاظت نصیب فرما، اپنی رحمت کی کندی چھاؤ نصیب فرما، اپنی ہدایت کی رب کریم کامل ہدایت میں نصیب فرما. رب کریم اس مسلے کو، اس مسلے کے تمام مسلمین کو متقین بنا، صالحین بنا، اس مسلے کو متقین صالحین کا کارخانہ بنا. رب کریم پیار محبت اتحاد اتفاق کے ساتھ رہنا نصیب فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا الله.